Contemporary slave, 当代奴隶。 16-year-old 张孝 went to 山西 for a job. 16岁的张晓去山西打工。 He was taken to a brick mill by a job agent at a railway station. 在火车站，他被招工中介带到了一个窑厂干活。 Since then, he lost his freedom because he had to work for 15 hours a day, carrying adobe bricks into the kiln and carry the hot bricks out with a small cart. 从此他失去了自由，每天要干15小时的活，用小推车把砖胚运进窑，再把很烫的砖运出来。 His body is covered with scars from burns. 他的身上满是烧伤留下的疤痕。 A foreman would beat him with a thick stick whenever he was slow. 干活慢了，工头会拿棍子狠狠地打他。He ate feed for livestock and was locked in the workshed in the night, sleeping with bricks underneath his body. 他吃的是牲口的饲料，晚上又被锁在工棚里，睡在砖上。As the workers were guarded by several foremen and dogs, it was impossible to escape.
由于工人们被几个凶狠的打手和狼狗看着，他们没有逃跑的可能。
One day, he saw a worker beaten to death by a foreman and buried in a ditch.
一天，他眼看着一个工人被一个看守活活打死，并埋在一个坑里。
He lived this way for 3 years.Before he and several hundreds of other workers were saved by police. For a young journalist reported what he found out, even if he had to put his life at risk.
张晓就这样过了3年的奴隶生活。由于一个记者报道了冒着生命危险进行的调查，警察才把他和其他几百名工人从这里解救了出来。